The forge has gone quiet, the bellows blow no more. The forge has gone quiet, the smiths have gone home. Only fading embers remain, and my hearth grows cold. One kiss from you to rekindle it all.
Welcome back to Queen of Embers, episodes 45 and probably 46 as well. I'm your Game Master Daniel Fox. This is the gang, the cult, the people who made Zweihander and Mongoosh and Queen of Embers and a bunch of other stuff really awesome you're going to see in December. And it will eventually playtest Chateau, which nobody here around the table has played yet.
I was really tempted to go like hang out with Matt playing the game. He's like, you should stop by. And I was like, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to game the game. I can't show.
So, for those who don't know, including present company, we ran games at Gen Con. Matt Jowett, who just recently joined Grim Guerrilla Studios, ran our games there. And we ran seven groups of eight people, I think?
Yeah.
Seven groups of eight people through a one-shot called Chateau that I wrote for Gen Con. Released as part of our organized play program, yet unnamed. But we'll be running it among all of us in the near future. We got really good feedback, though. What was the total death count?
Seven.
Seven people died.
Nice!
Yeah.
Chumps?
Yeah.
But his death count was like six out of four, I think. And so he eventually was worried that, you know, he may not be able to keep up, but then in the last game, he was able to kill one.
Right. So, I think we should just jump in the game.
Alright.
Okay. Let's just jump right in, because I think that it would be good for us to start. So, last we left off on Queen of Embers, you all have spent some time in the lower city in Kael Tirion and gotten to know several characters who are notable within the story, but most importantly, notable within the city, and will be present during the party. I think we should probably just talk about who we met, and I think everybody has some cards for people that they met, made connections with. Now, keep in mind, so level set, you all have came to Kael Tirion aboard the Madeline. It is harbored in the lower city. You have come here with Wolfgang Copper. You come here with Sammy Newhouse and Hrung Bigley. Most importantly, though, the barrister Rosalia Mansfield, who has kind of unfolded kind of a lot of the details of what's kind of happening behind the scenes and some secrets. Clearly, there's like the Dupre have been kind of left on the periphery, and it seems that for good or for ill, the information is now spilling forth freely from Rosalia about precisely what the Baroness intends and all the details that surround it, up to and including trying to seal the deal with Lord Clayton Arkay, an important minor noble who will be made Baron if he signs his declaration of fealty to ensure the successful cessation of Durendal from the Roving Girdle, from Aglador. Or whatever means the Baroness has intended. So we come to Kael Tirion. Let's start first with maybe... Let's start first actually with Alisa.
Alright. So Alisa tried at first to hide who she was and talk to Domina Satine, but unfortunately was asked her name and in that moment couldn't think of something better to say, so said her actual name. And so now she's being surrounded by the sycophants that follow Domna's team, and Domna has asked her to escort her to the event that the Baron is throwing. So. It turns out that one of the other people that is due to be there is her father, which is Tobias Stroh.
What do we know about Tobias Stroh?
Tobias is a trader with the river barges who is frustrated with the saltpetermen currently.
Uh-oh. You found Natalie?
So, to keep these names kind of in order, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write their names down on little post-it notes here, postcards, so we keep them all kind of in play as we come to the masquerade later on.
But you have the guest list over there.
I do. And with notes.
Nice.
So, Tobias Stroh, and we'll use it simply for play aids, Domina Satine. And for our listeners, we're literally using just post notes like this. You want to hold up another post note if you wouldn't mind? So what we do around our table, we actually do personal post notes for people, places, things. And I'll typically write something at the top, and they'll write it details below, yeah, like those. We use these as kind of like just play aids, but we're going to use these for the party to put them out. So far we have Domina Satine and Tobias Stroh. Good, good.
Do we know the size of said party? Has that actually been told to us?
Not yet.
I didn't think so. Good.
We only got the VIP list.
Right. Well, I didn't get any list, I think.
Just give it to all of us.
I got failed miserably on my check.
That's right. So, who's Lord Clayton Arcade's wife?
Oh, okay, I didn't know this.
The Lady Arcade.
Lady Gabriella.
Who does not like us already.
Yeah, and who's
sister to Wolfgang.
And
she's a drunk.
And the other guy.
She's a slush.
Dirge the Younger?
Dirge the Younger, thank you.
He's the man at arms from the Barons of
Rhythm. That's right. So, do you meet anybody else?
Ice King. Ice Cream.
No,
man.
I'm talking about Elisa for now.
I did not.
Okay.
Other than her followers, because apparently she's very influential with the young people.
Did you learn anything else about her? I seem to recall something being revealed toward the end of the game session.
That her father worked with the Velvet Throne, which is a criminal organization?
Yes.
Old Lork.
I assume that's the other note.
She said her father had business in Old Lork, and she was, like, kind of ashamed to say it.
The Velvet Throne, is that something we should know about?
Maybe you'll find out about it in-game.
Okay, well, no, I just didn't know if it was...
Yeah, it's
some
kind of... I didn't
know if it was well-known, or...
Some kind of criminal organization that her father and her have ties to.
The Velvet Throne, okay. Mm-hmm. Who rules in Old Lork now? By the by.
Who runs Barnertown? No one knows.
I.
Money rules it.
Well, of course, Lady in White and the Man in Red.
That's what I thought. Okay.
That's right.
I was wondering what organization that was. That's why I was
wondering. So.
That's all I'm out with.
Let's move on then to Warren. Warren.
Warren and Bannock and Harper met the Ice King.
What's Ice King's name?
He had a very...
What's his name?
Germany long sounding name. I don't remember. Hagen Hasselnuss.
Hagen Doss, yeah, got it. Wait.
The Hasselhoff, perhaps?
Hagen Hasselnuss.
Sure, that guy.
What's important about Hagen Hasselnuss?
I mean, he ships in ice from the Stead Wall.
That's right.
Yeah, which is used.
I just want to know whether you wrote anything else down.
In his new ice, or creamed ice. And,
he'll be serving at the. Well, his company will be serving at the party.
It's the ice cream man.
Creamed ice.
The ice cream man cometh.
So, what was that again? Like,
No. Harung Bigley? Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he's a guy bringing ice. He's going to be running, his people will be running the dessert bar at the event.
Yeah,
that's right.
He wears garish clothing.
Yeah, very, very, very large on sheet life.
Anyone else that you had spoken with, Warren?
Did we end up going up to the upper level city?
No.
I thought we were able to make our way up there, no?
We were staying in the upper level.
You had set off and intended to.
But they closed the gates
right.
At night.
That's right.
Yeah, no one's watching.
No,
Does anyone remember Lord Clayton Arcay's steward?
Yes, Kennison Algiers. Well, that's his quartermaster, I assume that's
what's notable about Kennison Algiers?
He's a Ginny man.
He's a Genevieve, that's right. What else about him?
Peacemaker for the Malisters and Dupre. He was at the sack of Hastings.
Oh. He was the one who negotiated the truce, in fact. You guys remember that adventure? When you guys had sacked Hastings?
Yeah.
Man, that was a long time ago. You were there, Nick, weren't you at that point?
No.
I thought we liberated Hastings.
You did liberate Hastings.
I think that was the
campaign. A polite way of saying you sacked the town.
I think that was the campaign before I started.
Yeah, it was.
It may have been true.
Yeah, we were.
You remember who the head chef is?
At this Oliver event? Ramsay.
Oliver Ramsay. Yeah.
Anything you know about Oliver Ramsay?
He's a cook. That's all we had.
Kitchen.
I have more.
This kitchen is a nightmare.
Yeah.
This kitchen is a fucking nightmare.
School kids are fat because of the food they eat.
I'm sure he'll have critiqued the shit out of the Ice King's ice cream dice.
Right.
You call this creamed ice?
The Ice King's creamed ice.
Right. I invited it. You can't say it's not good.
That's right.
It ain't natural.
So I know that Walter, who is playing a new character, Jonathan Vander, now is not here, but he met
Josephine Booker,
who apparently was an old schoolmate of his and an Eluronite.
And likes to exaggerate and has an annoying shrill laugh.
She does. She was hell-bent on ensuring that Jonathan Vander knew she was better than him. I seem to recall
because she had made it to. Is she a certain level in the Eluronites, or is she just ambiguous Eluronite?
She's an ambitious Eluronite.
Ambitious, not all ambitious.
As all Eluronites are.
Yeah, yes.
Eluronites are very ambitious.
And she's ambitious. Friends with Lady Gabrielle.
That's right. She is friends with Lady Gabrielle, so we'll put Josephine Booker over here by Lady Gabrielle.
But is she a sycophant friend, like a latch on for society?
All they have is what we have to go.
Are there any other
friends were used?
She said she was friends.
Did she use her quotes? Okay.
Who else did we find out is going to be there? What about from your perspective, Banneker?
I didn't meet anybody.
That's right. You had. I will have no part in this.
I was intoxicated.
So what about from the perspective of Terwin?
Terwin met up with Dirge the Younger.
Uh-huh.
I thought you met up with Jenny D. Cooper.
That's right.
Oh, no, I met with Jenny D. Cooper. Okay.
What's it about Sir Jenny D. Cooper?
I thought Dirge the Younger was the guy I met with. He was a war veteran, just like me, and he was on the other side.
Yeah, he was.
He was on the losing side, I might say, but I didn't rub it in his face.
The losing side.
You may have burned and or killed some of his friends.
Your
grandfather might have.
My grandfather, my father, and myself all served in that war. I was extremely young. I was like probably 12. But, yeah.
You're literally a war bastard.
Yeah.
So the war bastards, for a little bit of historical context in the campaign, the younger squires or pages were always charged with what's called the stitching, which is where they walk among the fields of the ailing and dying, and they take spears and they...
End them,
yes.
Dispatch them,
yes.
Put them out of their misery.
So, go on.
There were plenty of sly, backhanded remarks from Jenny D. Cooper towards... Terwin, he tried to let it roll off his skin, but, you know, Terwin's not exactly the most composed all the time. So he became a little unsettled, and he just out and came out with the fact that Jenny, his brother, was in town, Wolfgang. And then Jenny got up right away and left. And he was like, oh, fuck, that's right, they don't get along. And
that's right.
Well, we didn't know that, did we?
Actually, Wolfgang did say that him and his brother did not get along. And But Terran was unsettled from all the insults that he didn't think about it until afterwards. He was immediately concerned and went back to the boat because he tried to figure out where Wolfgang went. And nobody knew, so he thought the best thing for him to do was to stick around to the boat in case he heard any word. He didn't know what to do, so.
That's right.
He was stuck there.
And for Banneker. Sorry, not Banneker, my apologies, keep doing that. Harper.
Yeah, so I was mostly talking with the Ice King, and we drank a lot with him because I bought him a drink. But I thought, I couldn't remember if we were, did we meet one of the performers, or were we hoping to run into the performers?
It was one of the performers, actually, at the party. I don't remember his name.
I have it in front of me.
Yes, it's all right.
Vetter Cobain.
What do we know about him?
He's the baritone of Belagane.
Yeah, the baritone of Belagane.
Side
I think
note.
You were there for that, because I think you were giving like him shit or something like that.
Side note, I had a pre-gen character at Gen Con, and I called myself Vetty Etter, and nobody got it. Not a single person. I'm sad.
Vetta Cobain.
Are they really young or something?
The baritone Belagane.
Vetty Etter. Nobody got it at the table at the bar.
So, what do we know anything else about Vetter at this point?
He's just an entertainer, and he's the baritone. That's all I got.
Anybody else we missed that was on the list?
R.H. Block.
Who's R.H. Block?
The tax man who does the taxes for the baron.
He's Walter's CEO.
He's a tax man. Wee ba 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 da boop. Wee ba ba da boop.
Wee ba 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 da boop. He runs the local university's business school. Oh, wait, that's only two blocks away.
Anyone else we missed?
Armani Warhol.
Who's that?
An artist. I'm guessing all of you can figure these out.
Nope, I'm going to need you to really explain it to me.
That's good.
So we've got
he likes
quite...
to have copies of himself randomly in places.
That's right. Is there anybody? Is there anyone else that we didn't talk about?
Delilah.
Who's Delilah?
A dancer. And then I think you've got everybody. Kennison's not written down. No,
Kennison's
right
here. Kennison Algiers. Yeah.
I think that's everybody.
Is Warhol known for his flower sack portraits?
His glasses.
His flower sack portraits. He had a big. Yeah, we'll find out.
That's everybody.
So that comprises everyone you met. Are there any details that we missed out on?
We know the lady Gabrielle. The more she drinks, the more she slanders the queen. I mean, Baroness.
Your queen, of course.
Baron Arcade. Apparently, rumors has it that he has woodcuts of the Baroness in their skin.
Ooh.
No, you're not asking about pornographic. I was trying to be, you know, joke.
They are indeed repeatedly scandalous woodcuts.
Well, you specifically said pornographic.
I know he said pornographic. I was trying to be a gentleman. You scoundrel.
Why is pornographic scandalous? I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Because it's my queen. I mean, Baroness, all right? Show her some respect.
And if you recall... Back in Durendal, you kind of heard stories that there are a number of salacious penny dreadfuls spreading around of her nude, and that the brigandine had seized and destroyed destroyed woodblocks and other things, lithographs of the stuff. If you remember, the Baroness is supposedly a very amorous person. That people are attracted to her like moths to a flame.
She's got the look.
Yeah, she's got literally the look.
She's got the look. She's got the look.
What else can make a bright-eyed Aridane Ravanian turn blue?
Yeah, exactly. She's got the look.
If there's anything to do in the world, Harper will do it for you.
Yeah.
La 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 lady. La 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 la. La la la. Seriously, every episode, the Queen of Ember is like, somebody is singing.
Somebody sings.
It's either Mike or I or Adam or Nick. Somebody sings something.
I just start.
Tim does. Kay hasn't yet.
Yeah, I have.
Happy, would you sing?
I don't remember, but I have randomly.
Well, this episode, you recall.
Okay, that's my requirement.
Yeah. You must sing.
You must
make a
sing.
Dumb joke and sing a song.
Challenge the baritone.
I love making up songs. This is what we do. So what else did we? So did we miss anything in there, Mike?
I know
both you and Elisa have quite a few notes.
We went shopping for the masquerade.
Yeah, we bought masks.
How about wig?
That's what you did.
The only person who didn't mind mask is Varen.
We went to Rickard's Halfway Inn. I remember that name.
Yeah, Rickard's Halfway Inn. It's a local.
Oh, and Sammy paid out our 20 gold.
That's right. You got cash. Cash money.
Rickard's Halfway Inn.
Mm-hmm. Do you not remember this? Are you sure you didn't?
We had this whole silly joke about smelling, leaning over and smelling rotten, didn't we?
Guys, I don't know. I've had two cutovers since then. My brain is mush.
So, at this point, it is the following day. You know that today is the masquerade. It is officially now the autumnal equinox, the turn from autumn to winter.
Oh. Goodbye.
Oh, your injury's gone!
Yeah.
Let me see. I'll have your injury back. What injury did you have?
Splintered elbow.
Oh, my God! How many days?
I think it was 17.
Oh, Lord!
And 5 or 6 because of our road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, I had... I had 1 day left when we started our journey.
You don't recover when you're traveling.
Were you tracking
That's
it
right.
with candles?
Huh?
Were you tracking it with candles, like, burn 1 day?
I guess so,
Because
yeah.
So, you would have had 16 candles.
16 candles. By the way, a movie that does not hold up very well these days.
Yeah.
There's some weird rapey stuff in it, like a lot of 80s movies. Like,
yeah.
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 Yeah, there is.
The Vader scene where he literally raped, oh, God.
So you're saying 16 candles went down the drain? It's not a
90-something. Okay,
you're so, it is the following day, and you know that this evening... Specifically, or no, it isn't. Yeah, it is. Yeah, tonight.
Was it tonight or tomorrow?
I think it is tomorrow. I think you still have one more day.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you're right. You still have one more. You're absolutely right. You have one more day to prepare. You're absolutely right.
Day zero.
Because we have one short day in the Emerald City.
That is right. So,
that's
it is the following day in Kael Tirion. The sun is not visible because remember, you're in the lower city and along the river, two massive cliffs. Bluffs rise above the lower city where a huge stone arch bridges the world above, where you know the upper city rests, where Kael Tirion is. Despite this, there are many different homes that cling to the side of the bluff. There are a number of stairwells, pulleys, elevator-like things that bring people up and down, but there's life all along the Axe Water, kind of rambling down the broad, wide river. And it seems to be at its deepest here, where it becomes narrow between these massive bluffs that are literally where the end of the Steadwall seems to almost terminate, leading into low, forested hills to the west. You're literally in the place between where the Rovain Girdle and Aglador meet here at the river. Kael Tirion, as you know, has been a city of the Eloranites for quite some time, and there's a very well-known story about how the Bastard King infiltrated Kael Tirion from the lower city. When they had made their way through the sewers into the castle holdings above and had seized the castle from within. But the Bastard King is no more. His reign is over. And
his own court killed him, right?
It's not really no. I apologize. Actually, you do know what happened to him. Cassander Malus for the Unifier, had him executed here in Kael Tirion. He is the Unifier, but he disunified the Bastard King to ensure that his rule will not be challenged.
But his own court was the reason he fell, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, I thought so. I thought that was the Lord.
Yeah, he was a bloody-minded king. not Malister, but the bastard king, Ethan Priam. So, you have awoken somewhat with a headache and are out in the city street where a clapboard corduroy road kind of winds this way and then on both sides of the city. You can see there a number of fishing boats kind of strung together with rope. There are no bridges from one side to the other. You must pay a ferryman to take you from one side to the other. Mm. It's always a bit penny a leg. So if you're a veteran, you pay one. If you're a normal person, you pay two. If you have a horse, you pay your legs plus the horse's legs.
And if you're Airday, you pay four.
That's correct. You pay triple. Or double, rather.
Double, yeah.
This place has a deep, abiding sense of loyalty to those who are Avanian. And to the Airdane, they thumb their nose at them as the Airdane thumb their horse and raise their noses above everybody else. And most people, most Airdane folk can pass for really Bravanian or Airdane, but some who are born of the aristocratic classes, such as our friend here, Benninger Steeples, you're an aristocrat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, their blood can be traced back to the Forbidden Kingdom, and they have maintained their kind of hawkish features or narrow features and are very distinguishable among others. Those who are born burghers or lowborn typically can get away with not looking like they're Airdane until you listen to them talk. But the Airdane have a very distinct lilt to their accent. They have very pronounced features, and thus the Rovanians, who are kind of intermingled their blood with all manner of other ethnicities, are hard to distinguish really anywhere. But the Airdane stand out like a sore thumb, because they oftentimes are much taller than their Ravanian cousins. So.
You are no cousin of mine.
You are no cousin of mine, Dave! So, it is the following morning. Some of you are nursing a hangover, others are not. You restore your apparel condition tracks to unhindered, unless you were intoxicated the night before. Then you don't recover at all.
Well, I wouldn't recover, but...
That's right. Actually, you do, because you took... Black Lotus at the end of last game session, and you learned that's when you begin to, and you remember it's when you use your true detective ability.
Right, right.
And you had learned of the Velvet Throne.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That was the insight you had gained.
But I had taken Lotus, and I thought from Persecution Complex you have to take Laudanum.
Yeah.
Assume it's all drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not Laudanum specific.
Yeah, all drugs.
Any mind altering.
Yeah, any poison. Except for alcohol. Or no, we'll say alcohol too, why not?
Yeah,
might
as
well.
As long as you don't get intoxicated, because then...
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, so any poison.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying that she can pick a poison?
I was about ready to say that. Pick a poison. Drink it with a poison.
Beach to the punch.
That's all right.
This is a Bell Bib DeVoe somewhere in your song in here, too. Poison. Boop, 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 poison.
That girl... is
poison.
Can't get her out of my mind.
She can't recover to unhinder until she is out of her mind. Pressure complex, you know.
Look out for our mixtape. It's coming.
It is coming.
It's fire.
It is three fire emojis.
Yeah.
So, it is the morning. Sorry. It is the morning. What do you all want to do? You still have some time.
I guess I'm kind of a silly high up.
Yeah.
Hey, we were nominated fan favorite publisher.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's like drunk every day.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that big?
Yes. Yeah, well, let's play Queen.
Sorry. Well, so we want to take a look at the. Or Harper will be like, well, I think we did a pretty good job scouring the lower city. Did we want to rustle up to the top?
I think it's only best to try and find out more, but. Hang on to that for.
Did Wolfgang ever return to the
Yeah,
boat?
That was about right.
He is
to ask.
Not yet, no.
Did he at least give the name of the doctor he was seeing?
The doctor?
Sammy says.
Yes.
I reckon he's probably up in the upper city.
Alright, well we can ask about when we're up there. So, is there any other business that we need to take care of? even the lower city.
Not on my end.
Nope.
I purchased my garish attire for the masquerade.
No, boss, I'm good. I mean,
are you supposed to meet up with Dominus the Teen?
At some point. She did want to help me buy a dress.
When do these festivities begin?
The Madeline rocks back and forth in the harbor. You recall when it was happened the evening before. You'd slept on the ship with Sammy and had a long conversation.
Goddamn gulls everywhere!
It does appear that it's possible we could speak to Tobias. He is supposed to be in the lower part of the city.
Which one's Tobias?
Dominus' father. The traitor.
Would there be any reason that any of us would want to speak with him? You know, like, perhaps somebody could come along with you. You'd be like, hello, this is my friend so-and-so, and then he's wanting to talk to your father.
Possibly securing passage back down the river.
But all of us are traitors.
Oh, yes. I meant with a D.
Ah, a merchant. You meant this business we're about.
Your wordplay is lovely.
Ah, I thought you liked that.
Because your brain has not been under the fog.
Oh, it really has, though.
As far as I can tell, the others are artists, but I would assume they're on the upper. As opposed to the lower part of the city. Mm-hmm. Make the most sense, yes.
Well, artists should be with who we should be recruiting and speaking with. They go between all social classes.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily want to just say, hey, Domina, you want to meet your father without a reason. So,
like I said, securing passage back towards, you know, Durandal.
You think that's good enough?
To be honest, I could probably say whatever I want to her. She's kind of infatuated with me, if you haven't noticed.
So, no, I've only heard what you said. We didn't really... There was none of us with you, so... What I'm getting at is, would it be possible to take one of us with you, and we could meet...
Of course.
And then the rest of us can go into the upper city.
Of course.
I'm thinking... You're the perfect person to...
To meet a traitor, yes.
To go into the upper city.
Is that with a T or a D? I'm a bit confused.
I'm picking up your boss. Whatever you tell me to do.
Even though you're erudite, you're still the upper crust.
I don't know if things work like that around here, as far as I can tell. You know,
I'm a run down
here, then they don't get along too well.
It seems to be after... meeting the ice cream maker and everyone else, that I am, the creamery man, or whatever he called himself.
Iced cream.
Creamed ice.
Whatever it is. That
Ice King, whatever.
I like me milk warm.
But the man... No,
fresh.
Let's not go with that, but the man was, you know, he didn't want anything to do with me because I was everyday. And that has been kind of the case thus far. With everyone we've met. They wanted nothing to do with me.
But if it was to be someone that would deal with you, someone who has some kind of relations outside of the city, would be the most likely.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I think you should still go in the upper city.
Okay.
If
I'm a disadvantage to you, just push me to the back and say, I don't know that knave. And say words about me. And
your own advantage. You're an asset, too. Don't ever forget it.
So, validating your feelings, Vinegar.
Flatterer.
I never call him a flatterer.
So, are you, everyone here is crucial and vital. We've all got our skills. We'll bring many things to this table. Anyways, let's move on.
Continue.
Last thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
Didn't the barrister Rosalia mentioned something about the assassin.
He's going to be wearing blue.
Going to be wearing blue, and they won't be using a blade.
Mm-hmm. Is there something else, Sammy?
No, I was just recalling.
So
that was it.
All I want.
Yeah. And blue is the house color of
Genevieve.
Ginny's.
Yeah.
Which means there could be quite a bit of blue.
So. Listen here.
Hmm.
I'm not the ones to be talking to the upper crust, usually.
Most I can be your mouthpiece between. I mean, I'm just saying.
I know my station, and then I'll think. What social classes
burger.
Are you to your burger and your loved one? So, I'm thinking if we have a mix, some from the aristocracy, and someone who's a Vanyan, you guys could at least do all right in the upper city.
As you wish, boss. Again, I mean, let's do this.
So, who would you like to take with you, Warren or myself?
I cannot.
I'm asking you to make a decision.
I would say take.
Unless, Warren, you're just dying to go up into the upper city or meet Dominus the team. If you're feeling decisive, I would like it. If someone was decisive.
I wish I could say that I'm kind of indifferent to it.
And you're indifferent too, right?
The one that would make the most sense would be the leader if we were to be discussing securing passage.
I agree with that.
Alright, so I'm going with you. You know, this is recipe for disaster, because any time it's just me and you.
If we could avoid guns, that would be definitely...
Right, if you could just not get shot, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
My elbow's finally back to where it was, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Aw, hell, y'all thinking this is old lore?
Sammy says.
Okay, fair enough. Durandal too, I suppose.
Durandal was
that
supposed
didn't
to be
happen
safe.
In old lore, Sammy.
Durandal was supposed to be safe. Alright, so you free.
Alright.
Let's go up.
Who, me?
So then I would suggest looking for either Armani or Delilah or Vedder.
What's up, you hayseed? You afraid?
Are
you chicken? Sammy says.
I mean, I'm just saying I'm a little out of my element, but...
Chicka! I got a little dude!
Well, have you ever seen a chicken?
I was raised around chickens.
Well, what kind of advice you got for me then? So you expert?
I ain't got no advice. I'm just calling you a hayseed.
Well,
stay down here
like
in the muck in the mud.
Call like it is. I don't care.
Did you have other plans?
I love when he gets attacked in Mexico for it.
Well, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just had a thought. You know, maybe we could start asking people what they're wearing to the old shindig and then start to rule some things out.
You could ask your lady friend.
My father's
so
sons, he says. They're wearing damn masks. You hayseed?
No. I mean, what? Besides the mask, you know, the dressings and everything else to see if it's blue or not.
Didn't you listen to what I told you? What she told you the other night?
We won't be able to tell who from what.
That's right. She said, in fact, I think Jonathan Vander said, oh, they're going to be wearing whatever they want to wear so they can look like they're slumming it. They're wearing a damn mask to hide their intention.
So, if he's asking a person beforehand what they's going to be wearing...
They're not going to tell you.
Well, and it could be an insult, too. Like, that's me business. You know,
I see. It's like, their quick, little game.
Quick getting nosy.
You are not really figuring this out. It would be an invitation for...
What are you doing with your hand there?
Men and women things. Fornication.
Oh, more games.
It's not always men and women.
Sorry. Whatever. Fornication of whatever.
We're all
particular flavor you.
Fornication.
Sometimes
it's a man and a woman and a man.
Playing with each other's naughty bits. Is that fine enough for you?
Bait and tackle, cash and prizes.
Fishing.
So if you
come
ask,
together now,
if you ask for somebody's identity, it means that you are going to seek them out.
Later in the night.
Well, I mean, it was just a thought, a good one, but I guess it's not going to fly.
Well, you ain't going to wear a mask anyway, so you ain't going to make a hill of beans.
Well, I didn't say
that. Or a hill of shit in the case of the Night Soil Collective.
There, you got a loved one waiting for you, don't?
He's got a loved one on the left and the right.
I didn't say I wasn't going to wear a mask, I just, you know, already got one.
So what is our plan for we need to find the Ortiz?
Yes.
And we're sure they're in the upper city?
One would assume. They're commissioned artists that are
going to... I believe part of the reason for going up to the Upper City is to see if we can find Wolfgang.
That is another thing, yes.
See if he's recovered or assaulted by his brother.
There's also the quartermaster.
Can we please hope that it's the second?
Well...
Oh, that's dark.
I'd rather have allies on my side at a time like this than not.
Has he truly been an ally?
He's an ally of the Baroness.
He's not necessarily, we're not necessarily in his favor, but, we're on the same side.
Yeah. Alright, so, boss, are we dividing up? Are we going to stand around on the street and look like, I don't even know what we're doing.
The hayseed. A lollygagger.
Sam?
Hey, I'm not.
A blockhead.
I'm not standing in anyone.
As much as I ate it, we're splitting up again. So it's you and me.
Like the ice creamed banana split.
Right, exactly.
What?
Like the creamed ice banana split. Hagen Hausdorff is talking about.
Right.
Wait, so now there's bananas?
Right.
Sounds and mushy old fruits. Who the hell want to eat that?
Well, I mean, bread as well.
You eat it when you got a bad stomach and all, but that's about it. Anyways, that's... Let's get on with it.
So where are y'all going? So we'll start first with Tarwin.
I'm going with Elisa to meet up with Domina Satine.
Okay.
Question mark? Okay.
Because to where we're going is fine, right? You can still do that path. So
what's that?
Rivers all connect, right?
River Old Lork to where, I'm sorry?
To Durendal.
The river does not go from Durendal to Old Lork now.
To go far west,
far east.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Sorry, that was just a
no. Good question. Like, if you're curious, I have a map here, and the river is far north of Durendal, right here.
Anything that keeps us out of the pass. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have our viewers seen that map?
I think
we
should go back through. Yeah.
What's that?
Have any of the viewers seen that map before?
Patrons have.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're on our Patreon, you can actually view the map to the entire story on patreon.com/grimandperilous.
Everyone else will have to wander.
That's right. That's right.
And wander.
So, where were you intending to go, Banneker?
One of these people is a commissioned, right? They're all commissioned artists. I think that would be pretty easy to find. Most likely would have residencies and or shops, right?
That's right. So you want to try to track down Armani Warhol? Or do you want to try to track down the Vetter Cobain, the baritone of Belagane?
We've already met the baritone. He was not very nice, wasn't he? Didn't we meet him with the ice cream?
He was very pleasant.
Person?
I mean, he probably liked me. He probably didn't like you.
No one liked me.
There's the dancer.
We figured that out.
There's the dancer Delilah as well.
Okay, so I think we should do Warhol because he probably would be the easiest to find since he is an artist. Most likely.
So you
want to
go to the upper city or lower city?
I thought he was in the upper city with a gallery or so. Or I thought that was discussed that he had a shop.
We're going to go up to the upper city.
We're going to upper city.
We're
going
to
find
him. Okay. And
find the captain
for you, Harper?
Yeah, I'm going up the upper city and I'll be trying to hunt down Wolfgang. Is what I'd be suggesting for these fellas to do.
Okay, captain first.
That's right. So, in the lower city, here along the banks of the river, it is not difficult to find Tobias Stroh. He is by far the most successful trader, if you will, in Kael Tirion, and he has a number of river barges situated all along the jetties. In fact, there is as you kind of enter the surrounding warehouse yards, you can see Tobias Stroh, trader, kind of up on this high wooden arch, and you kind of enter into a very busy place where a number of stevedores are ferrying goods this way and that. The business of Tobias Stroh is surprisingly larger than you anticipated. Somewhere along one of these long jetties stands a man, and he is accompanied by who look like these kind of like salt and pepper bearded, weather-worn gentlemen and women who are likely dock workers, stevedores, as they're called. Their skin tanned. from their long hours of work in the sun. And he has got a book of a sort, or he doesn't have a book, but his assistant has a book, and they're taking notes and accounting for weights. You can see a weights and measure system set up, kind of a balance with a number of lead weights set up on it, as they are attempting to weigh things, probably small precious metals. And you also note that there are paid guards there too, who kind of halt you before you step onto the jetty.
Ho ho ho. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Autumn Equinox.
Hello?
You as well. I seek to speak to Tobias, if possible.
Tobias is busy. Mr. Stroh, he says. You meet.
Master.
Indeed, to Mr. Stroh.
Master Stroh. My lady.
Well, Master Stroh's daughter, Domina, sent me to come speak to him, possibly.
He pauses for a moment. Roll a charm test. Are you, what social class are you?
Burger.
Actually, it doesn't matter. Are you ordained or...
I am Romanian.
Okay, so your test is going to be routine charm.
If you're half and half.
You may add an assist. You may add an assist die for this, by the way.
Your brother was half.
Well, you may add an assist die.
Of course.
Wrong one,
but I know it's the wrong one, but she still kept a 10.
I think that, you know, it's pink one.
It is an off-color die, right?
She came down for that. Charm. 28 or 38 should do it.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Oh, Lady Satine. My apologies. 1,000 apologies, my lady, please. They both step to the side and kind of let you walk down the gangplank. Your boots kind of rattle against these squeaking planks as it kind of bobs up and down, and you could hear these two men beckering. These weights are incorrect. No, sir, I assure you that they are not. Aye, by goodness, there's a bit of a discourse happening. Eventually they settle up, and a man turns around with a salt and pepper beard, and he too has deeply tanned skin with weather-worn lines, crow's feet beneath of it. He has the striking look of his daughter, but male and far older than she. But like his daughter has of he, his eyes are this deep hazel color.
Master Stroh.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes. My apologies. Shoo, he says to his assistant. My lady, he takes a short bow. Lady Marius, I trust.
Slight head nod. Indeed, yes.
Domina had told me that Lady Marius was in Kael Tirion.
Yes, I find myself here. I hope that you might be able to assist myself and my colleague here.
We've had the pleasure. He extends his hand.
My name's Towin Forrester.
Master Forrester, good day to you.
You.
Your father, Cole Marius, good friend of mine. We had some business some number of years ago here in Kael Tirion.
Do you believe I might have heard your name before?
It has been several seasons since I've seen Master Cole, but I am certain that he is a very busy man, being the King's Master of Spies.
Has been a few myself, but I'm sure Father keeps himself busy.
Yes.
Always has.
We have exchanged letters over time. He has told me that you have, that you are Dufresne now.
Indeed. Mm. I am. Speaking of that, that actually pertains to why I find myself here.
Ah, well, please.
Lady Marius.
Well, I will be attending the ball at the invitation of your daughter. She did, quite beautifully extend me an invitation. However, after said ball, I do believe that Terwin and myself do find ourselves in need of transportation to leave this place.
A bit of a pickle, he smiles. No, really, you must try these.
He takes a jar out.
Don't mind if I do.
recent shipment from Old Lork.
Lork, you said?
Brought all the way from Redlock. Yes. The West.
Ain't nothing like an Old Lork pickle. I've heard about him.
A Redlock pickle.
Hmm?
A Redlock pickle. Oh. He holds the jar up in his... Redlark. Hmm. The most pickly pickles ever pickled in Anglador.
Obviously the man behind their marketing is quite like the wordsmith, isn't he?
It was one of my own. It's a my own label I wrote. I authored.
I take a huge bite into it.
Oh, it's spicy. Ooh, spicy.
Ooh. It's got to be a kick to it.
Yes. Well, we bring in a number of spices from south. Mix it with pickle juice and violet, as they say, in Galleon.
Man of many ventures, I see.
Well, I dabble. I have recently begun looking at the commodities market. And he goes on and explains how a very long, lengthy kind of explanation of what he's been doing recently. I've divested some of my investments into the pickle business, and he continues this story. Anyhow, my apologies, Lady Marius. I don't mean to bore you with the details. I'm just so pleased to meet you. Finally, you have the look of your father. You are unmistakably the daughter of Marius.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not, sir, but...
it is. Cole Marius, good, strong jawline, he says.
Glad to know it.
Not great with a bow, but... You clap your shoulder. Surely you know that story.
I've heard a few.
Oh, yeah, but let's hear it.
Perhaps another time.
He thinks you're just some hireling anyway.
Yeah.
What does the servant speak?
Oh, no, if you'd regale us, of course I would love to hear it from another perspective. My father might have his own words to speak it.
Grandfather never mentioned it.
It was some number of winters ago. We were out east, and we were betwixt here and there, between here and, well, the woods, and the western weald. Your father, in his younger days, thought himself an expert archer, as well as an auteur of words. Mm. But I'm sure you're well aware, your father's position now, which profession he took up. Mm. No less, he fancied himself an archer, and had a quibble with an old man in the woods. Told the old man to stop. He let loose his quarrel, and it drove true into the old man's leg. I'm sure that old man is probably dead by now, and looking back in retrospect, it is a funny story, but at the time we were all kind of wide-eyed and guffawed at such a brash attempt to stop an old man on a walking stick dead in his tracks. It's from there that the old Marius motto became warning shots, not words. But unfortunately, warning shots crippled that old man. God's rest his soul.
Some old man. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure your father looks back now and we can laugh about it, but at the time it was, I was quite aghast when it happened. I was still a very young man at the same time myself.
I'll be honest, you're not saying anything shocking.
Yeah. Well, suffice to say, your father is not an expert archer, but is an auteur. And certainly where his arrows strike true, his words and pen strike truer to the heart of the matter. Your father has the respect of the King Malisad Unifier. His name carries weight, and well, milady Marius, I am your humble servant. He takes a deep bow.
Well, servitude aside, I do ask, though, do you think that possibly a transport to help us try to get back?
Transport to Durindal? Well, he will consult his
papers. Have at least part way. Would be very useful.
The trouble is, the river does not run east until you come beyond Fiefstead. We'd have to go to Cauldron Lake, of course, first. We could probably take you to New Lork.
to the east, but I don't... Perhaps, but I can't get you as far as Durandal, obviously.
No. But partially making the traverse a little bit easier would be nice.
Oh, I could certainly do that in spring, he says.
Spring.
Well, yes, all river traffic is most part coming to a stop. This is our last of our shipments coming from Old Lork.
And will not continue then until the spring.
Oh, goodness, no. The amount of time and manpower it takes to organize such a venture is well, it takes weeks. This is our last stop for the season. It is the autumnal equinox, after all. Winter is here.
So, is you staying here for the winter?
Of course. Huh. You have a summer home down here in the lower city.
Oh.
You mean a winter home?
Well, a winter home, a summer home, it depends on what the flights might fly. But, who's talking? My good daughter will stay here in the summer, and I shall stay here in the winter.
Then she leaves?
Yes.
Well, she had not informed me that she was to leave.
Oh, well, you must speak about that business with her.
Most definitely.
Tell
me. Find a new friend, I do like to keep track of them.
So how's your time in Durandal been?
Quite interesting. Town had an issue with, I don't know if it was plumbing or what, quite a stench at one point.
A stench, you say?
It was quite the reek.
Ah, interesting. Well, you know, those Night Soil Collectors are irregular.
Yes.
As the bowels tend to be.
Well, you know, I suppose someone must keep the saltpeter men happy, correct?
Ho, 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 the saltpeter men. Don't even get me started.
Actually, I'd like it if you would.
Yeah, quite
I'm sorry, Mr. Forrester.
No, I'm...
Quite frankly, Terwin and I have had... Let's just say it plainly, arguments with the saltpetermen that didn't result in the best of circumstances.
Mm. Maybe they thought I was an old man on a walking stick.
Could be.
Yeah.
But they don't have my name, so.
He will probably tell you more with a successful rumor test. This test, however, will be routine for you. You may not have an assist die because Terwin is there.
Yeah, I, my little joke about being an old man.
Maybe that helps.
They definitely warning shotted you, not worded you first.
Yeah. Seeing if I had it. I do not have any skills, I think.
Probably right. Even more skills and rumor?
No, I have four.
You
I'm seeing if I had any
high stage
traits or talents, but I don't. So that is a 36, which my rumor is a 62.
Nice. Well, he will kind of stand a little closer, and my disagreement with the saltpeter men has turned to frustration. Their actions and illegal seizures are starting to disrupt my business on the river.
Illegal seizures?
Yes. He kind of steps a few feet closer. The saltpeter men have reached everywhere, even here in Kael Tirion.
Of course.
They may call Durandal their home, but... know that the Jinnies, he says, he kind of says, a derogatory term for the Jinnivu, the divorced baron from the baroness, the Jinnies even have their owl talons here enriched into Tael Tirion, the salt penaman. In fact, as I understand it, the leader of the salt penaman is actually here in Kael Tirion.
Yeah? No name, do you? So we know who to avoid.
The saltpetermen don't say. Hmm. But you know these rumors. Someone who looks like they're a little bit taller, a little bit smarter.
Hmm.
A shot caller. The big baller, if you will, saltpetermen.
I could only wish I was.
You got it!
There you go, there's my song, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the word is that the Salt Pillman leader is here in Kael Tirion. For business or another.
No idea why.
Well, come now. It is the autumnal equinox, and the place to be
to celebrate is Kael Tyrion. And if you're anybody who's anyone, Lord Clayton Arkay invites only the most esteemed guests to his annual celebration. I have the privilege to say that I have been extended an invitation as a VIP.
Oh, well, of course. Makes sense.
A very integral person.
Yeah. I believe your daughter has been extended somewhat the same courtesy, is that correct?
Yes, he says. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. Domina came to me just last evening to speak that you were to be her escort.
Yes, yes. Well, she quite invited me, yes.
You can tell that Tobias Stroh is trying to put accents on the wrong words, like he's trying to speak up, but he's clearly born really low.
So not Burger.
No.
No, she spoke of such. She did ask me for an escort, and I, of course, graciously accepted.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Who couldn't in her company?
Well, you know, along with extending my investors into commodities, mm-hmm. I have also extended into prêt-à-porter, as they say in Galleon. Ready to wear clothing.
Oh.
A draper's daughter.
A draper.
A draper, yes.
Yeah.
Well.
That was just a different name for a pickle.
A crudente.
Indeed, she had mentioned she wished to take you dress shopping.
She did indeed mention such.
Good. I'm certain she shall find you right back here to take you to the warehouses. We have a number of prêt-à-porter dresses fitting for the masquerade ball. Or fine pants suit if you wish.
I would stay terrible, and I don't think the dresses would quite fit you.
No, I'm too short.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah. Sometimes you don't have the figure. It's fine.
Well, no less. This has been a pleasure, Milady Marius, and I hope you will please pardon me, but I must attend to some morning business. Perhaps a pickle for the road.
Yes. I'll take as many as you'll give me.
I could not turn down such hospitality.
Please, he hands you the whole jar.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You shall find not yourself in a pickle without Tobias Stroh, trader extraordinaire. Tell your friends. Tell your father if you speak to him.
In a pickle.
Right. Please, if you would, let people know in the city that I am a pickle man now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Pickle man now.
I shall spread the word.
So, that brings us to the upper city with the three of you. So you all have disembarked from the battle line. And you begin to make your way up to the streets above the bustling port to make your way above into Kael Tyrion proper. And what you find is a place very much unlike what's down below in the lower city. A place that bustles with an equal amount of activity, but among a number of stone buildings and towers arranged this way and that along the roads. You can see that these boulevards are cobbled and demarcated with these tall iron kind of ornate posts with signs upon them indicating the street you're on. The place seems well organized and well built as a large castle kind of dominates both sides of the bridge. And there are a number of friars who have gathered in the town square to sing. And you can hear their hymns being sung as others are all around. The autumnal equinox is not only a time for celebration, but a time for remembrance. As winter is coming and it's time to pay tribute to the Winter King, he who brings the snows that will eventually freeze and cleanse the death that has wretched the land until it is then sprung by the martyr. He is one of the four seasons. Although he is seen as a god in some places, he is more so a spirit among the Aridane, and it is not surprising to find that many tales, particularly upon autumnal equinox, are spoken and sung about him. And there's a very beautiful voice kind of coming from the collection of friars, and you can see this man with a very deep and bassy voice leading them in song and in prayer. Without a doubt, it is better to obey the Maritone of Malagain.
Sounds pretty good to me.
You're in. You thought I met him, right? I thought we were going for the captain. Well, we know where he's at. We need to meet with this man. What is the boss want us to do? Because I'm confused.
Well, I mean, the overall goal has been to take a look at, find anyone who might be on that list, who might be of import, kind of suss them out, see how they feel. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we drank a lot, and I've slept since then. So I'm not quite sure what we talked about this man. If we even talked to him.
He's busy now. I wonder how long this performance is. I'm going to look around and see if there's like a placard or billy. Like
there are people, there are literally children, wives, and husbands sitting down upon the stone ground as he's gathering this kind of half-sunken stone arena. There are at least 200 people collected here, right where the stairs lead up to the top of Kael Tirion. Now, granted, the rest of the city kind of spreads out on both sides of the river, and you see this massive, ornate, arched stone bridge that is abridged on either side with two twin towers that watch over everything.
Seems to have quite the collection. I don't think we're going to be able to see it. Should we move on and see if we can't find them? Captain.
I mean, we could. I'm not opposed to that.
Alright.
But we got this one right here, so we could either wait it out or we can go.
Well, everyone around here looks pretty well settled.
It's a collection of clapping at this point as his song has ended as he leaves, but his the people are kind of, he are throwing flowers at him as he is clearly kind of raising his hand. He appears to be a man in his 50s with a slight amount of makeup, very well refined and dressed from where you had seen him the night before when he was slumming it down in the Lower City. The music will continue kind of as he steps off of his day, off the stone dais, and continues raising his hand as he is taking deep bows. You can see a pushy manager kind of pulling him by the arm, kind of get him through the throngs of both men, women, and children who are trying to get his autograph. On a broadsheet that simply says "The Baritone at Dawn." Meet Master Vedder Cobain, the Baritone of Belagain. And you can see this like picture of him kind of with his hand arisen, and he is this caricature of him on these pieces of paper.
The broadsheet. That's the broadsheet. What I was looking for. Yeah. I was like, there's gotta be a broadsheet about this, right?
Yep. Okay. It says, "Vedder Cobain, the Baritone of Belagain, on tour." From Old Lork to Kael Tirion, all the way to Roelene and Chander.
Well, we should.
You can see that the broadsheet, there are dates and locations on the course, and his tour seems to end here.
Ah. It is autumn. It makes sense.
Does the autumnal equinox? Winter is here tomorrow.
Well. It doesn't make sense. I mean, a lot of people don't like to travel during the winter because of the storms and the weather, and, well, ain't nobody likes sleeping outside when it's that cold. Unless you're us and you have to or something.
All that makes sense. We're going to try and speak with this man. That manager seems to be the person we need to distract. Warren?
Well, I suppose we could just... Yeah, let's do it.
All
right. I think it's not the autumnal equinox. I think it's the winter equinox. Because of the autumnal equinox, when fall begins, this is supposed to be when winter begins.
Equinox is summer.
Is the fall.
Yeah, equinox is fall. Solstice is winter.
Solstice is
winter solstice.
So it is the winter solstice.
Okay.
We're to the solstice. It's the first day of winter.
It's definitely not fall anymore, then.
That's right.
Winter has come.
Winter has come, after all. Yeah, so, sorry about that. I think, for some reason, I thought the autumnal equinox was when we transitioned from fall to winter.
had this conversation last game.
We've had this conversation. It's like corruption,
I know, right?
She's just not getting this one. It's okay.
We'll get it right in the book, all
right? That's right.
We'll get it right in the book.
We'll fix it in post.
Well, it's okay. To be fair, you were right about autumnal equinox. It's just not the time where we're at.
That's right.
So you have the term right.
That's right. So we are now toward almost the first day of winter starting tomorrow. And it has grown colder over time.
That's why we're there not moving. I was thinking. Okay.
Grim and colders.
Grim and wrong seasons.
So let's...
Well, we can make our way towards them, see if we can find an angle.
Let's just use the path that we usually use.
Just run right through the middle?
You stumble into the one that we're trying to distract, and we'll grab the barrister or the baritone so we might can speak with him.
All right, then. Follow my lead.
Will.
Following behind Warren's blundering, and blunder he will. Roll an intimidate test. This test will be challenging.
All right, so a challenging intimidate will be a 41 as I push my way to the crowd. And that's a 30.
Okay. He blunders his way through the crowd, separating the better Cobain's manager from him for a mere moment, giving you the opening that you need.
Master Cobain.
Why, yes, he says.
I'll give him the best hawkish nose upward if I can.
Yeah.
It's great to meet you. I've heard things about you.
The great pleasure is mine. I am the bard Venner Cobain. And you are...
I am Bannock of Steeples III.
Third of your name.
Second of my name, sorry.
Second of your name.
Second of my name.
You must have a very strong bloodline to carry such esteemed surname. Yes.
Yes. My colleague and I believe my colleague had drinks with you in the Lower City a couple days ago. And
a colleague? Yeah.
Yes. You may not remember me, Harper Plavager.
Oh, yes, Master Clavager. We did have a moment, I believe, down in the Lower City before I laid my head to rest. Here, among you people, my adoring fans.
Well, it's truly been a blessing to hear you.
He holds his lute over his shoulder like this, over the back of his shoulder. Like, he's got it, like, out like this. He just kind of holds it over his shoulder like this. Like, the back of it's on his shoulder and the arm of it's out right here.
Yeah.
My adoring fans! Right. You can see that the man's face is clearly powdered and a fake beauty mark has been placed upon his cheek. But there is an air of refined elegance, an impeccable sense of proper etiquette, and just the slightest touch of makeup. He's easily a man in his 50s.
Well,
he wears Dapper Dan in his hair to ensure that it looks black, no gray.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
He's a Dapper Dan
man. I don't want pop.
So,
well,
we will be seeing you late tonight at the festivities.
He says. Please, what festivities are you referring to, my friend?
Of course, the ball, my... Of course.
The ball, he says.
The...
This is probably not right. You should probably get something that actually looks like...
A loop.
Not a real guitar. Is it
the next night? I thought it was tonight. That's
tomorrow, we figured it out.
Oh, I'm sorry, I screwed that up.
You are mistaken, my friend.
Oh, of course.
Lord Clayton Arkay, the younger.
Something's falling out. You got something in there.
Has professed his sponsorship for my performance at his masquerade ball.
It is something I truly look forward to.
Say, Master Clavager, will you be in attendance there?
I will be.
Fantastico!
Although you may not know
as
why.
They say, in Ferrisimi.
Indeed. While you may not know who I am, once you start singing, we'll all know who you are.
Have you lost your dog? He says, kind of pointing toward Warren.
Warren looks over.
Get up on your feet! Are you a man or an animal?
Oh, I just fell over.
He pulls you up off your hands. Hands and knees. Stand, man! Well, stand! Well, have some dignity!
How do you do to you two? Yes, I'm with them.
I am the bard, Veliko Bane. And you are?
Name's Warren.
Just Warren.
Well, Warren Rhodes, yeah.
Warren Rhodes.
Yeah.
And from which road do you hail?
Warren ones.
I'm
well-traveled.
I'm from Grawlstead, up north.
Grawlstead!
Yeah.
I should say I've never heard of such a place. Is anybody else? Anybody?
Harper raises his hand.
I have because of him.
Is this some manner of farm that you hail from?
Oh, yeah. We have farmlands. Plenty of other things, too, but mainly that. Yep.
I see. Well,
no, it's a pipe.
Would you like me to sign the broadsheet? You have one in your hand.
Oh, that's you, isn't it?
That is me, the bard Veta Cobain. Yes, you are, and it is indeed he. He is I. He points for the paper. It is I.
Well, I guess you can if you want. I mean,
he takes a quill from behind his ear and someone at his side, one of his groupies, he dips into the ink and
I think we're good.
Huh.
We will see you at the festivities tomorrow night.
Master Steeples, I shall sing the most beautiful song you have ever heard with your ears. I promise my performance will be nothing less than a blessing. And a miracle.
Blessing and a miracle.
You've never heard songs like these, I assure you. He bring. He's playing his lute. People gather around.
Oh, I'll kind of lean in. We don't.
Well, catch you later.
We start to back off.
You leave the collection of people. The sounds of his lute.
I think we can tell the boss that
grow more and more distant.
He is not. We don't need to watch him too closely. Unless he's wearing blue.
Well, I mean, that would be a thing to keep an eye out for, but I mean, sometimes it is the ones who don't look the part that might, I mean, if this guy is someone who can get around real easy, get upper and lower in the crusts, he might make, well a very good assassin.
The thing is, you talked to him for a minute. What kind of shake did you get out from just talking to him? Didn't seem like he was lying or anything like that.
It seemed like he was putting on
a
performance.
Just a stuffed shirt. That's all he is.
That man is playing a role almost all the time.
That's it.
If you don't think that man can lie straight to your face, then, well, you just got fooled.
Well, it's bluster, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe there's any... I mean, the man has been on tour. It's not like they have staged him
I'm not saying he's the one that's going to be doing the deed. But he could...
So you're telling me performers can lie?
Right.
I have met prostitutes in my days.
So right.
Know that performances do happen.
Right.
There we go.
Plain as the ass on his face!
Is Sammy with us?
Yeah, he's
with us. I was like, no, where did Sammy come from? Sammy just popped
up. He just like appears in the crowd.
I'm here for COVID relief! Nah, I'm just joshing you. You hayseed.
He's like every Marvel movie with a CGI character. Sammy's our CGI character.
He's our Jar Jar Binks.
Well, I mean,
say he's the age of the shield.
Yeah, I mean, I may be hasty, but I got us here, didn't I?
So, I mean, you got us talking to the man, but
do we've met the bard and you'd met him before. I don't see this as being an avenue of violence.
Well, let's move on, then.
I could be wrong.
I ain't exactly ruling them out, but sure.
Have you ruled anyone out you've met?
Sure. Wolfgang.
I've not ruled Wolfgang out.
I mean, he's for the Baroness, so...
You just can't let that one go!
You just don't like him. That's fine.
It's just a joke! That's the reason Wolfgang and I don't get along.
Look, I'm gonna go inquire about Wolfgang. I think I know a doctor down the road.
I think we should go as well.
Let's follow that way.
What good you gonna do? You'll need three heads to... You'll need four heads to talk to a doctor?
Right, but if his brother, who was a war vet, was after him, he might be in trouble. I need a couple extra hands.
Well, I'm sure if he is after him, he'd be debbing out down the river.
Things aren't going to come to blows in a fancy place like this. And if they did, well, pretty far down the river, isn't it?
A good 100 yards all the way down, I think. Almost, we must be at least half a mile up.
So, okay, all right.
Half a mile, so I figure
we just find this little Warhol dude, person.
Well, let's just start asking around with his... workshop. His gallery.
You all inquire about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of you may make rumor tests. This test rumor. Is hard.
What are these people's social classes?
You're an Aradane, so your test is easy. Everybody else's is hard.
I thought it was Romanians.
It looks like up here there's only Aradane.
Oh, well, fuck this.
People look at you all strangely up here.
You said it was hard, or...?
Yeah, it's hard for you, unless you're Aradane.
I don't know four, but I think I got
so 33.
Easy roll.
15. I'll take it. I roll a 3.
I roll a 4.
Really?
Well, you almost come to the same conclusion together. Andrew Ryan. No, they will tell you...
Armani Warhol, that's a very, very... peculiar name, the man says. I can't say I've ever heard of it. Sounds like a Pharisimi to me.
Yes, he's supposed to have a gallery or...
Oh, yes, that fellow. He wears a very tall, powdered white wig, he's talking to his friend, and that blue scarf and the rotten teeth.
Yes, Armani Warhol, that one.
He's an Altese. You know the type.
They're all usually very eccentric.
But I know, I've seen this fellow walking about the streets. I guess he must be Armani Warhol, but not from around here, you see, the fellow says.
Yes, with that name, it makes sense. Definitely not to.
Without a doubt, the Pharisimi, the woman says.
Would it be down the lower city, then? Or would it be up here?
I could not say.
Huh. Say. That's a shame.
But certainly no shops around here.
Is the upper city mostly residential? And administrative offices?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Temples, administrative offices.
Right. Yeah.
Offices of the ministry. Yes.
Okay.
Well, we could always ask about...
You know that since the destruction of Belagane, that the satellite office to the High Ministry is actually here in Kael Tirion. This is presided by a man called the Majir. Who's an Illuminite who oversees the High Ministry.
So there's no... Is the ministry, the parliamentary ministry office is here?
Okay. That's right.
I did not know that. Cool.
Well, have you heard of...
So would I be able to take my father's seat since he's on the Lord's? Another question. For a little bit.
You suspect that your father wouldn't be here at this time. Right. And after all, what happened to Belagane was not too long back when they relocated Parliament here,
right.
Or the ministry as it's called. It is now winter, so they only come in summer. Preside in summer, I should say.
Well, have you ever heard of we heard of really good things about a man who makes food, an Oliver Ramsay? Do you know where he is?
Oliver Ramsay? Why, yes. He maintains several eateries. Throughout all of Kael Tirion.
Wow.
The fanciest of kitchens and diners. No mere soup kitchen, I trust. No stew on the corner. He's quite a franchise here in Kael Tirion.
Is that the case? Well,
indeed.
More than one restaurant. out of my street stalls. Huh. Well, I guess that means it'd be pretty tough to find him, unless you wanted to go on a walking tour. Have plenty of vittles.
Well, you certainly could do that, I suppose. That's quite a few, in fact.
Which is the nicest?
The finest. Well, he has several fine ones here. One just across the way, a small pub and grill, another that is a cattle steakhouse. And of course, there is the Abyss's Kitchen.
Well, I'm always up for a steak.
My saying is, it's never a mistake. Go for steak.
Your rural wit sometimes loses me.
Shepherd's pie, Scotch eggs, a fantastic Dunnish Wellington.
Rich food is not good for the constitution.
Tis great
in moderation, yes, but
it is the winter solstice when it's required to extricate that poison within one's gall. Eat rich, they say. Exercise the demons.
Exactly why we're looking for a really nice meal.
Well, the Ambitious Kitchen is just around the way.
Let's go check that out.
I think so.
We appreciate your time.
Of course, he says. He and his wife excuse themselves.
Would you say happy solstice?
Happy solstice.
Happy solstice.
Merry solstice.
Merry solstice.
Merry solstice. Ho, ho, ho. Merry solstice.
That's what I was going to do, but I was like, ah.
So, you head down to Abyss's Kitchen. And it is a very large eatery. And they get one good look at you all as you come to the door, and they're like, do you have an appointment? A reservation? A fellow says with a very thin, pencil-thin mustache. Looks like a Renaissance maitre d'. He's standing at a podium, and he has this big, thick book with a lantern and a candle up on it to illuminate in the dark. He's beneath a large pink parasol.
I believe I do. It would be under steeples.
Steeples, you say? He says. Master Steeples. Minister Steeples, he says.
Yes.
Minister Steeples, I am so sorry. Please, excuse me. Of course, Master Minister Steeples. Please, come with me. Do you have a coach we should park for you?
No, we were just...
I shall have the valet take care of it.
We were just on a walk.
There's these two young boys with little cheesy teenage mustaches waiting there. Wearing little velour suits. Yeah, one of them rushes across the way to grab somebody's horse and carriage and buggy and kind of bring it forward. As there's this fancy couple outside with a woman with a long blue dress and a parasol. The other, a very fine looking fellow with a cummerbund. They're waiting for their coach to be brought to them. Please, Master Steeples.
Yes.
Minister Steeples, I am so sorry. Please, inside with you.
Thank you.
Warren clears his throat and hikes up his pants.
More nut tea, please.
Just making sure I'm...
You'll be
just
fine.
Right.
You'll be fine. You're part of my retinue.
Don't want to embarrass anyone.
Well, that's hard to do.
Well, that's good.
Inside you go. To this very fine establishment. This is a very, very busy place. It is bustling, and you can imagine the finest of establishments as you are taken to this long mahogany table laden with a heavy doily and tablecloth, and they proceed to pour you fresh decanters of water into wooden jacks. A fellow with a rag over his shoulder, over his arms, says, Master Steeples, Minister Steeples, it is a pleasure. The 165, he says, sorry, the 165 Avalon, if I recall.
Yes, please.
Okay. Will you continue this charade while you're here?
I thought it was obviously that I'm not my father and he's
They clear,
20 years my senior.
They have clearly mistaken you for this, however. Will you continue the charade?
Well, I will tell this man. Do you understand that my father is the minister? I am the minister's son.
He finishes, he corks the bottle.
Oh!
I'm sorry, the servant says. This is a...
We'll take that.
This is a 168 Abelard. Forgive me, I do not think we've had the pleasure.
That's why I was going to make sure you understood who I was before you popped that button. Such in haste, I'm sorry. Whatever the bottle is, please bring it.
Of course, master, young master.
My father's 20 plus years my senior, I thought it'd be obvious, but I know our look is quite the same.
Yes.
I bear his name for that reason.
Of course, he says. The 168 Avalon. He will pour a glass for each of you. It is the richest, finest wine you've ever had. There is a minty aftertaste, an oaky kind of aroma, and orange and clove you feel tantalizing your taste buds.
Warren raises his glass. I know, you gotta say a toast. And I think it's appropriate now to say, once you pop, you can't stop.
Today!
Not to laugh at Warren. What is the chef's special today?
Today.
My father told me to come in here and make sure that I met with,
Ramsey?
He has spoke so highly of this man. And...
Oh, chef. Chef, yes.
This Chef Ramsey, the owner.
Chef, yes. First, let me tell you what was on our fare for today.
Oh, please.
Choice between a scotch egg to begin, shepherd's pie or ale, battered fish and chips for your entree, and then a Dunnish Wellington as an amuse-bouche to start your palate.
Yes.
Finished with a shepherd's pie. Braised, of course.
It was very rich and perfect for the solstice. What a way to kick off this.
Merry solstice.
Yes.
You proceed to eat. I shall inquire with Chef.
It would be a pleasure to meet him and to face with such a really just my father said such wonderful things about his food and the man himself.
Oh, yes.
I'm just laying it on thick. I have no idea if my father even knows the man.
You will need to convince him with a charm test.
Oh, I am sure this man is lower than me. That would be...
He is Aridane, and all that matters up here is whether you are Aridane or Ravanian. So it'll be...
Is he outside of my social class? Because that does matter for a town.
He is. He will it'll be routine.
Harper is thinking to himself the things I do for Ukraine agency is his sour stomach. He knows he's going to have problems.
Oh, that's right.
I got a 13 out of 87%.
Nice.
Just eat the apple.
I shall inquire with Chef. And with that, the servant will leave, and we will take a pause and resume with episode 46 of Queen of Embers.